Welcome, TABC alum. The beginning of Sefer Vayikra discusses, the whole parsha discusses korbanos, sacrifices or offerings. And, you know, for us, of course, living in the modern era, this is a foreign concept. It's hard to really understand exactly the purpose and why we bring them. And there's, of course, a machlokas among, you know, the Rishonim as to why we bring them and will we bring them in the future. I just want to make an observation about contrast of some different language that's used in the first couple of prakim. So in the second pasuk, the Torah says, Adam ki yakrav miken korban lahashem. When a man among you brings a korban, and then it talks about the different types of animal offerings that a person would give. The Torah says, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, from these animals, the cattle or flock. And Rashi points out, Adam ki-yakriv means kishe-yakriv, if you were to bring, referring to a voluntary offering. But then it discusses the opening psukim are talking about animal offerings. Later in the second parak, it says, v'nefesh ki-sakriv korban mincha la-Hashem. Here we discuss the korbanos of the menachos, and there are a few different types. There's one that's in an oven, which is a tanor, or a machwas korbanecha in a pan, or minchas marcheshes, a deep pan offering. But the basics of the mincha, the basic ingredients are comprised of this fine flour, soles, mincha soles, and then on top of that you sprinkle shemen and levona. So there's this oil and frankincense. These are the basic ingredients for a mincha. And what is noted is that in the first parak it talks about the lusho, and the language used is adam kiakriv, whereas here it's v'nefesh, and that a soul is the one who's bringing the korban. So why does it say Adam in the first parak, and over here it says benefesh? So, you know, I would just like to suggest that when, in light of the chinuch that says in general with mitzvos, that achar hapu'ulos m'shachem halavavos, there's this concept that from one's actions, there are these emotions that emerge. So that even if you're not feeling something, you should sort of do it anyway, because you will generate, you know, feelings along the way after you do the actions. And if you look at the beginning of the first parak, so we're speaking about animal offerings, which obviously are, you know, have a significant price. Not everybody can afford them. So somebody obviously who has a certain amount of money. In that context, the Torah uses the lashon of Adam. This is a person. There's some type of reflection of a person who is material. Adam. He's from the ground. It's a physical sense of a person bringing a korban. That this is somebody who did something wrong, and he is at this point he's an Adam. He's highly material, and it's only after he brings his korban that he elevates himself. And he is able to be makriv, come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the second parak, however, we're speaking about very, you know, these ingredients which are not costly, some basic wheat flour, oil, and frankincense, and you add some water. And this is something that everybody can afford, including a poor person. But when it comes to the poor person, the lusho in the language is used of v'nefesh. And perhaps the poor person who's coming, there's no chashivas, there's no honor in bringing these basic ingredients. He already, the poor person who's bringing the korban, mincha, it's the fact that he's bringing it already shows that he is recognized what he has done. It's not that he does, whereas in the first parak, where an Adam is bringing it, it's after he brings it, he's elevated himself. But for the poor person, He's already a nefesh. He's already a soul. It's the soul that's bringing it. He's already recognized what he's done. The korban is just a reflection of where he's at. It's not that, that after he brings the korban, he is then elevated to a higher status. So wherever we find ourselves in life, whether it's at times as a nefesh or at times as an adam, we are committed to doing the mitzvos. And at times, the mitzvos, even if we don't feel it, it hopefully will generate within us a sense of spirituality and a sense of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, we still do the mitzvos. And there are times where we do feel like we are nefesh, where times we feel we are closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think within life, these things waxes, you know, they wax and wane at different times for different people. And I think it's important to keep in mind that these are two, it can be one person. And at different times, we feel a different way. And either way, we should be makriv. We should always come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, with whatever we can bring.